4-53. That's the Sickle toll-free calling line here on Free Talk Live. It is the live Wednesday night edition with Mark.
And Adam Kogish.
And Wayne.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want. Free Talk Live is an interactive show. We have an interactive website. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can link to blog posts or stories or pictures, whatever you want. At freetalklive.com, people will vote them up. You can vote up theirs, vote them down, whatever you want to do. It's Free Talk Live. A very interesting incident happened in Keene, New Hampshire today from whence we do the show. One of our co-hosts, Derek Jay, was arrested for smoking the Mary Jane, and apparently our normal co-host, our normal first-chair co-host, Ian Freeman, we're on the 36th day of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up, is a roommate with him or something. Ian?
Yeah. Well, not quite, but I am here in the R block, which I'm not sure if that stands for receiving or what it stands for, but it's the block where if you get brought into the jail and you're a male individual, you will be brought into this block. There are approximately 12 rooms on the bottom floor that are single-person rooms. So they put somebody in one of those rooms for observational purposes for 24 to 72 hours for the purpose of seeing if they're suicidal or dangerous in some way to others. And after that, they will then classify that person and then assign them to an actual bunk with the potential for two people being in it. So right now, Derek is essentially on a 23-hour lockdown.
But you can talk to him through the door kind of thing?
It's not easy to do. He has to raise his voice pretty high, but yeah, it is technically possible, even though you're not supposed to. One of the guards was willing to allow me to give him one of my books. So somebody actually had just sent me, I think it was Rothbard's For a New Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
I haven't had a chance to crack into that myself, and so I brought that downstairs, and he now has that. I believe he is currently napping.
Well, he's had a rough day, singing All We Are Saying is Give Peace a Chance to the police. So anyway, Kokesh was there on site, and I want him to relay the story.
Well, yeah, please do.
Well, first, I have to apologize to the audience and correct myself that I said Derek would be here with us next Tuesday, and because he's on probation or out on bail for his prior charge of dancing in public or whatever it is they turn that into for a charge, he might not be available as a co-host next Tuesday.
I don't think it's your responsibility. Yeah,
but I do have to correct you as well. He didn't get the chance to actually smoke. It was a possession charge, and as soon as he had his pipe out, it was pulled from his hands, and he was put, without being told what was happening to him, under the custody of a different officer, while the officer who had taken the pipe out of his hands went back to allegedly test it at the vehicle, and so they could claim, it came back positive test for marijuana right there. I mean, they were ready for this. There were, five police officers at least.
So they took the pipe without any real evidence that there was marijuana in it.
I'm really curious.
He was sitting there
ready to smoke it.
Ready to smoke it.
Maybe the probable cause is that it looks like marijuana. He is going to do what one does with marijuana. I mean, I don't know.
And 420.
That is 420? Okay.
So the cops have the right to just go up and grab property out of people's hands.
I guess.
Suspicion for testing purposes.
I'd like to see that testing process. Is he putting a little pinch between his cheek and gums and see if it tastes like pot?
Wayne, that brings me to what I was really thinking when I was watching this. So the cop grabs the stuff out of his hand.
Wait, watching what? Is the video up at Free Keene?
Yeah, the video is up at cdevolutionfund.org.
CDEvolutionFund.org or CDEvolution.org?
CDEvolution.org, excuse me. Yes. CDEvolution.org. Okay. CDEvolution.org. And there was the lady, a female officer, was put in charge of watching Derek after the officer had confiscated the stuff at his hands. Now, I don't know if the confiscation was lawful. I frankly don't know. I mean, it seems to me that this officer just took this guy's property.
Yeah, he grabbed it.
But I don't know. But I was just thinking about this officer. I'm like, really, lady? You've never smoked pot? You're gonna participate in the arrest of this young man for smoking marijuana, and you've smoked marijuana because we know you have, darling. Come on. And
I didn't. I went to law enforcement. I majored in law enforcement. We couldn't smoke pot.
Well, then, please. And this is, it's so sanctimonious. It's so hypocritical what these cops do. They're taking this guy to jail. They're robbing him of his freedom. They're macing people in the face. And they've done it all themselves.
They didn't get caught, Mark.
Well, you know, even in some cases they have been caught, and it still doesn't matter. As long as you're willing to slap the cuffs on somebody hypocritically for doing what you've done in the past, it's okay. We'll hire you at about $50,000 a year plus huge bennies. You'll retire at 20 years out, and then you can go get another government job so you can get a second pension. We'll take good care of you as long as you'll do what we tell you to.
And there's plenty of footage of Jason Talley, of course, arguing with the officers there and other free staters. Really,
he wasn't arguing very vociferously. This seemed like a very calm event where everybody was, singing. All we are saying is give peace a chance. I didn't think that. I felt like this was some of the best civil disobedience activism I've seen up to this point.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And the way Derek handled himself, the way Derek was sitting there talking to the officer before the incident happened, before he got his pipe out. Before he decided to be open about it, he was sitting there talking to the officer about the issue. He was asking him politely, "Sir, personally, do you mind if I smoke?" As someone sitting next to you.
He's so polite.
You know, and,
no one is more polite than Derek.
Derek took this to the level of high performance art. I mean, not only is he the best dressed activist in Keene, but the dapper gentleman really executed this one in a way that was almost dancing with the officers. As I was filming this, I was thinking if I wanted to stage a music video around the arrest of marijuana possession for civil disobedience, I could not have done better than this. There's him singing, "All I am saying is give peace a chance," pleadingly to the officers there, the two female officers. And while you had three or four of these, the burly, wannabe burly types at least, with their leather gloves, you know, wringing their hands like they're ready to throw someone down, getting really eager to do some violence. They sent, finally, it was the two women.
What a way to get arrested, huh?
I'm glad to hear that the singing is finally making it out there again. There was a gentleman who had moved up here for a while. He was a very talented lyricist, and he would write lyrics that you really wanted people to sing, but they were very difficult to remember. They were original and very brilliant, but you would really have to put some effort into to memorize them, and no one was really doing that. But now we actually have seen more people engaging in singing at the 420 this year. Jason Talley from cdevolution.org brought out a bunch of song lyrics that same gentleman, Sam Robrin, had written up, and we had like 100 people singing freedom songs in the state house. And I'm glad to hear that that Derek was doing it. I know Dave Ridley has sung when he was when he's been arrested. One time when a dozen of us were arrested here at the jail for so-called trespassing, we had 12 of us all singing and booking together, which was
powerful.
An amazing experience. Mm-hmm. It really is. And you know, the freedom movement in the 60s, which is more commonly known as the civil rights movement, it was really what brought those folks together and helped keep them together.
You know what I can't figure out, guys, is how all this happened without the ringleader there, Ian.
Apparently, I'm not in charge.
You're masterminding everything from jail.
Just like a mafia don in prison.
Careful, you're getting daily rubdowns, you're getting your cigars, you used to smoke it, huh?
By the way,
it's in there?
Worth pointing out that I heard from one of the guys in here. Actually, I haven't seen the video, but I heard from one of the guys in here who's on work release. He was driving home at around this time, I guess like right before 420. He was there at around maybe driving through the square at around 410. He said pretty much every Keene cop on duty was there. They had like 8 cop cars parked around the circle and plenty of cops in both plain and marked clothing in the circle. I mean, was this a huge presence?
Yeah,
it was pretty intense for Keene, I suppose. But I didn't see any plain clothes, which was interesting because we were making fun of the fact that once this got going, all of the cops were paying attention to the activists in the middle of the square, while the teenagers were like out in the corners smoking pot.
They don't care about you smoking pot as much as they care about you
challenging their
authority. That's exactly what it's about.
And all the real criminals were laughing.
Ian, well, yeah, like the real criminals could have done anything they wanted while these cops
more like
wasted taxpayers' money arresting some guy for smoking a bowl.
It was more like smoking and giggling.
Hold the line.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but we've been chatting about the arrest here in downtown Keene with our main host, Ian Freeman, who is on the line from on ice in the Keene County Correctional Facility. Ian, you there?
You're chatting about it with me, but I wasn't arrested. It was Derek.
That's correct.
Who has also hosted Free Talk Live, who was arrested.
I thought it was the King's Spiritual Retreat.
That's what I prefer to call it. That's how I like to look at it when I'm in here, yeah.
Ian, tell everybody about their listening options at listen.freetalklive.com.
Oh, wow. Let's see. It's been a while since I've been there, but...
a little rusty, are we?
Hey, you're in jail. Do some radio.
Yeah. Do some commercials.
It's a good list of different ways for you to listen to the show, including our over 100 great radio stations and our internet streams, which are available 24 hours a day, of course. In addition to that, satellite listening options and more.
So, the webcam, listen lines, you can actually call in.
Right.
Any telephone you've got, don't worry.
Not from jail. You can't use the listen lines in jail.
That's
not right. Any telephone.
Listen.freetalklive.com. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, they can't be mentioned on the air. In fact, get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTLs and Free Talk Live at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So, Adam, more of the story of Derek's arrest, or have we pretty much covered it here?
There really isn't a whole lot to it. You know, I got to say, I'm working on the video footage that I've got. I think there's something really beautiful that's coming together here, but it's because Derek knew what he was doing and chose to make his stand in a dramatic and really poignant way. And I think the footage is going to speak for itself, but the story, too, of what he decided to do and say that, this is we are going to show that this little freedom that we had carved out for ourselves with the 420 day, and my understanding is that it had become a tradition and people were largely left alone there. But this time, because someone said they were going to complain about it, one person, like this is the sort of takeaway. If you really see how this unfolded and what's behind it with someone complaining, getting the cops out there, someone getting arrested. We've created so many laws.
We haven't.
Okay. we, yes, of course. Not attempting to collectivize this, but there are so many laws in this country that everybody is guilty of something at any given moment. You know, there was a whole book about it, 3 felonies a day for the average American.
I think at this point we should start calling the cops on every business that's open on Sunday. Go send them in and shut them down. There's a law in New Hampshire, stupid as it is, that no business can be open on Sunday, nobody can play ball, no nothing. Let's start using these dumb laws.
And the reason that Derek got arrested today was not because it's on the books that marijuana is illegal, but because someone told the cops, I don't want him doing that in the town square. And if we could easily turn the system against itself, as you suggest, Mark, and overwhelm it with by doing that and saying, really, you want to make it like that? Well, then let's be sticklers for the rules and show them the ridiculousness of it.
Well, then they'll just prove that they have discretion by ignoring your complaints. The police have discretion to ignore any kind of breaking of any law that they want to. So if you started to do that, all you would get were some, you know, would be some interesting, maybe some somewhat interesting footage of the police not doing anything in response to your complaint. That would be my prediction there.
That's how it goes. They do what they want. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, that's right.
I wouldn't doubt what you're saying.
But it was a good opportunity today for some real criminals to wreak havoc. And since the entire police station that's on duty was focusing on him, boy, if I were a real crook, I'd be following this stuff, and I'd probably be doing something.
Yeah, I just saw in the newspaper today that apparently there was a bank robbed here in Keene just the other day. So if it's 4:20 in the afternoon, know that all the cops are going to be down at the local Central Square, so you can just go ahead and get away with anything you want to.
Wait. You don't even have to know or guess that they might be at the Central Square at 4:20. All you have to do is call and complain, and they will be there.
Right. And then they'll say, you know, those the statists out there, the ones that would use government to control other people, will say it's the fault of the activists. You know, I'm going to go on right here on the record and say, look, bank robbers that within the sound of my voice, the more than 100 radio stations that we broadcast to, Keene, New Hampshire, 420. That's where you be. That's where you do your bank robbing.
And any criminal with half a brain could figure that out. I mean, it's not like we're saying anything that's not obvious here.
I'm entirely disgusted. They got 8 cop cars out there, like their whole force to arrest one guy smoking a bowl. It's disgusting.
Well, no, they were there in advance, weren't they? What time did the arrest actually go down?
Oh, yes. They were there well in advance. I got there at about 4 o'clock, 4:10. And there were at least 3 cruisers already parked right there with their lights on.
Don't they understand how they're endangering people when they do this?
Well, this is a gang, guys. This Free King group is a gang. And, you know, we have to bring all these people out, all these police personnel, because these people might get violent.
Well, they are the ones that are violent, and you know, this really shows how desperate they are. Because Adam, you were right. For the longest time, this Central Square was like a demilitarized zone for cannabis smoking, and then just within the last week and a half, the police have started cracking down out there, and it's just really sad. And I think the old Gandhi saying that first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. I mean, clearly. Clearly, they're in the fighting stage.
How long this stage
will last, I don't know. But this really just shows how pathetic and desperate they are. And if you combine this with what happened to Derek this past Friday night, I know that video's up at freekeen.com, from what I understand, where he was pepper sprayed for trying to protect the equipment that he'd brought out, the amplification equipment that he'd brought to the Central Square, where the police shine flashlights into the video cameras of the people that are operating cameras. I mean, it's just not only are they desperate, but they're clearly embarrassed about what they're doing.
Well, there's one other really offensive thing that I just have to relay about what happened this afternoon. One of the officers there, and the footage makes it very clear that he is about 100 pounds overweight. And I have to say, it just adds a little bit of extra insult when you see a police officer like that doing something as disgusting, because there is an expectation that at least in the statist paradigm, if we are paying for this, and by our sales tax in Keene, at least we are, now I can say my taxes have gone to fund this atrocity, there is an expectation that they are going to be able to deliver upon the promised service of the appropriate use of force necessary in carrying out their monopoly on force in the city of Keene.
Hey, Adam, I know you're from D.C., but we've only got property taxes. There's no sales tax in New York.
There's sales tax. He's bought food.
Oh, yeah.
And meals. There's a meals tax. Yeah.
I bought food here in Keene.
Only recent, too, by the way.
But that goes to the state as opposed to the town.
But okay, well, excuse me. But the fact that he is collecting taxpayer dollars for his salary on the promise that he will be able to perform a service of public safety, and if there was someone who was a real threat that necessitated being chased down, he would not be capable of executing his duties.
Probably not chasing, but they have all kinds of tools that make their job easier. That's
guns.
For sure.
Protect and serve.
Ian, do you want to hold through?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Okay. 855-450 Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. The Las Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$55,453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Adam.
And Wayne.
855-450-3733. Let's go back to Ian calling from jail here in Keene, New Hampshire, our normal first chair host of Free Talk Live.
What are you wearing, Ian?
All blue. I'm a sentence defender, so-called. So I've got blue jeans on right now. It's a little chilly in here, so I've got my sweater on. There's also a blue T-shirt underneath that. I've got some Crocs on, actually, the jail-issued Crocs. Of course, if you are in here for a while, you get access to commissary. So some guys have on shoes that they've ordered through the commissary system that are actual shoes and not Crocs. I'm in all blue here.
What can people do to support you in your time of need, Ian?
They can go to mailtojail.com and give a donation to Mail to Jail. I've got a stack of mail that has come in over the last month. It's just incredible, all of the people that have written me. And it's thanks to mailtojail.com for making it easy. It's where people can go to write not just to me but to other imprisoned liberty activists. And specifically focused on New Hampshire, though I've heard rumor that Mail to Jail is looking into expanding beyond New Hampshire one of these days, so that's kind of exciting. But to contribute to them because it's not cheap to print stuff out and send it through the mail, and that takes time and it takes effort, and Mike Barsky over Mail to Jail is making that happen for folks. And I would say probably about 90% of the mail that I get in here, maybe more like 85% if you include postcards and such, comes from Mail to Jail, so that would be one easy way. Also, cdevolution.org has put some money in my commissary, which when you're in jail, having a little bit of money in commissary makes a big difference. The difference between having deodorant and not, and having your own toothbrush that doesn't tear up your gums. So thanks to cdevolution.org. And the best thing that people can do is join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and make plans to get to New Hampshire. Maybe civil disobedience isn't your style. I mean, it's not right for everybody, and even those of us who do or have done civil disobedience end up usually getting taken out of the game because eventually, once you get arrested enough, you've got, you know, habitual offender status, and they'll lock you up for a long, long time. So there's really a limit to the amount of civil disobedience that that one can perform and still have a life outside of a prison cell. So, you know, whether it's politics that's interesting to you or outreach or creating media, being together with other liberty-minded people is really only the only solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime. And I'm so glad to be here in New Hampshire where I have that that base of support, where people can come and they can, you know, go to jail and visit you. Adam came down today with Jason Talley and a few other folks and had a nice but short visit. Unfortunately, it was near the end of visiting hours. But just having the people out there is great. In fact, one other point on that is I got to watch Free Keen TV for the very first time live. Of course, anybody can go to freekeen.com and watch it there via the YouTube channel. But it's on in Keene, you know, on one of the top tier channels, so Channel 8, or the top 20 channels. That's the top tier channels, most watched channels. So it's on prime time, 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock. And it was great being able to watch that live. And we've got the amount of activists here that's necessary to create a television program like that. And I think that's just so exciting. I mean, Adam, you know what it's like making TV. It is not an easy process.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So were you able to share the program with some of the other inmates there?
Well, that's kind of the funny part about Derek, who's now sitting in one of these cells here as he was arrested today in the park. Most of the guys in here saw him on TV on Monday night because the TVs are here in the day room, and I had put on Free Keen TV. So some of the guys were watching football that night, but a bunch of them were watching Free Keen TV. And so when they saw him come in here, I was up in my room. They came up and said, "Hey, your friend's here." And so they'd already seen him and knew who he was.
Your friend from the television.
There. Yeah. So yeah. Well, how's this going to affect Derek's, speaking of liberty in our lifetime, how's this going to affect Derek's liberty?
Well, I mean, clearly he's somebody who has a job or two, and he doesn't seem too concerned. I've had a chance to have a few words with him. He doesn't seem too concerned about what's going to happen with his jobs. He's a hardworking guy. I'm sure if he loses his job, he'll be able to find another one. And he's very, you know, charming and calm and kind, so that won't be an issue. But as far as from a legal perspective, he was already out on bail for his arrest on Friday night. And I've been arrested while out on bail as well. This is what happened to me last year during the summer. I was arrested first for standing in front of a police car, and then while out on bail on that arrest, I was also arrested for drinking water from a brown bottle at the city council meeting. And because I violated bail, they put me out on bail again, but the second bail had more provisions, specifically that I couldn't leave my house from 6 p.m. at night to 6 a.m. So there's a chance he may be released on bail with more restrictive provisions, perhaps drug testing, since his was a drug-related arrest, mine wasn't. Then maybe they'll just keep him in jail. There's always that possibility as well.
He'll probably just have to be under house arrest from 4:20 in the afternoon until midnight.
It's certainly a possibility. I guess we'll find out. He's likely going to be in court tomorrow morning, and because we're here in New Hampshire, when you've got a short term or a short notice thing that comes up like this, if somebody gets arrested, they've got court at 8 in the morning or 8:30 in the morning, you'd be surprised how many people will turn out. I mean, Adam, I know you're in town for the next few days, which is great. There's likely going to be a dozen people out bright and early tomorrow morning there to support him in his arraignment.
That much is very likely true. You know, the activists certainly do turn out for the court cases. So, you know, any idea whether he'll get released or not tomorrow? I mean, will he be free?
It's all up to the man in the robe, right? I mean, it just all depends on the robed man and how he's feeling that particular day. So it's hard to say what's going to transpire. If he's not released, they'll bring him back here. They'll put him under observation for 24 to 78 hours. They'll classify him. They'll release him into population, likely at some point, unless they, for some reason, think he is suicidal, which I don't think he is. So likely he'll end up out in population until whenever the trial is, which, of course, means that likely when he goes to trial, he'll be sentenced, if that's the case, he'll be sentenced with you know, time served at that point. Or they'll let him out on bail. So it just all depends.
And I imagine folks are asking themselves, now that you're on day 36 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up, when are you getting out?
Well, my early release date is October 7th. That's the earliest it could be. I haven't gotten any write-ups while in here, so hopefully I should be able to get out on October 7th. But at this point, they haven't given me a firm date. Sometime this month, they should lock down a firm release date for me, and I'll be able to say that with more certainty when I'll be getting out. But latest will be early November. So hopefully if it's October 7th, that means I'm on the downward slide of things at this point, maybe about 3 weeks left.
Now, also, you've got some kind of hearing coming up on Monday, too. Isn't that correct, a habeas corpus hearing?
Yeah, which is something that's never actually happened before. When our friend and former co-host Sam Dotson from the Obscured Truth Network was in jail for 58 days a couple of years back for not revealing his name to the man in the robe, we tried this habeas corpus thing where you go and you file essentially it's a suit against the man that runs the prison. And he's supposed to provide the body. I guess that's what the habeas corpus is, like the body or something like that. And so that means that they have to bring me into court. And what they're going to do is they're going to do a video arraignment, apparently. Or not an arraignment, but a video appearance of me. But I'm not a party in the case. It's just it's Mark Stevens and another local gentleman who have filed this. Mark Stevens from MarkStevens.net, The Adventures in Legal Land book, which is a great book. And so that will be happening on Monday. I don't expect anything to come of it, but the last time we tried habeas corpus, they just bounced it back in our faces. And they basically just completely denied it. There was no hearing of any sort. So just having a hearing scheduled is more success than we've ever had with habeas corpus. But it's also only the second time that I know of that anyone's ever tried habeas corpus in some sort of a liberty activist.
Well, I say just keep peppering them with paperwork because, you know, it's got to be annoying to them to keep. I mean, you know, the other three people in your case got zero as far as a sentence.
Make them think twice about arresting.
You've got 90 days
next time.
It's ridiculous. And just keep on
peppering them. There's a guy in here that got 20 days for a second DUI, and he's just blown away by the fact that I got 90 days.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, it was great talking to you.
Me too.
Great show. Thanks for the great list.
Think about you often, buddy.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live. Call in line.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. That's 1-855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Adam Kokesh.
And Wayne.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America, made for you. Ruger.com. You can get it at your local gun dealer. See it at Ruger.com. Let's get into the calls, guys. Take Mike from Illinois. Mike?
Hey, guys. This is Mike. I have a quick question. First of all, let me apologize. I was on yesterday, and I wasn't mad at you guys. You guys are awesome, but I said some profane words. I got my anger got a little out of control. I act like such a jerk. I do want to apologize.
Was this guy with a different name yesterday? Get your finger on the button here,
no,
Mark.
No, it was the same name. And, Mike, there's no reason for an apology. We all use bad words. It's just, you know, can't keep you on the air once you do. Go ahead.
Can I just ask a quick question, though? I promise
sure.
Don't use any profanity or anything.
Don't use any profanity? Ask a question, sure.
Okay, no problem. I got carried away, but my question for you is how can I reach out to both current military personnel and former military personnel who are convinced that the military does wonderful things and they fight for our freedom and all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, first of all, I would ask you to think of it from the recruiter's perspective, and this is a big thing for counter-recruiting, but really for general outreach, but especially with members of the military and finding out where they're coming from. When the recruiter is recruiting someone, they don't sit you down and go, and here's all the educational benefits and jump into that if you're someone who's already got a college degree. You know, they listen first. And that's the most important thing. And especially for people in the military, there are so many different possible reasons for them to hold on to that mentality. If it's total ignorance, and that's actually your easiest job. And if you talk to someone, you say, do you know the history? Do you know the history of war in the United States? Do you understand the significance of the Gulf of Tonkin incident? You know, things of that nature, really basic things that we kind of take for granted as activists who have researched the topics and have an understanding of what the military is based on historical evidence and things like that. But then if you have what you're more likely to encounter is some form of denial or easier acceptance of what is in the propaganda than the reality, because it's an easier way to address the cognitive dissonance. And then you have a much more difficult job. But again, the key is to listen and to ask them why and find out why. And I could tell you lots of reasons. I mean, if you have any in particular that you consider that you'd be running into, what kinds of people you want to be talking to. But I mean, a lot of times if you're able to do outreach, say you live in a military town. And you,
I live
you
near
run
an
a,
Army Reserve Center.
You live near an Army Reserve Center?
Uh-huh, that's correct, yes.
Okay, so, what kind of guys do you see going in and out of there, or do you encounter? How do you encounter these guys?
Yeah, well, I work during the day, obviously, but, in the old Navy, in this clothing store or whatever, I'll see them in Best Buy. I'll see them in their uniform. It's regular enlisted people, I think.
Sure. And if they're reservists, odds are they have some civilian job and some relevance to the community there, other than being someone who is available to put on a uniform and get on a plane for whatever imperial adventure Obama's comes up with next. So they've got something that you can establish common ground with, and I think that's a great place to start when you're talking to reservists. But for a lot of reservists, also, you have to kind of lower your expectation. Well, for active duty guys, too, lower your expectation of what the outcome is going to be. Because the odds that you are going to, in the course of a conversation, if you're not God, talk to a soldier who's about to get on a plane to go to Iraq and convince him that he has a constitutional duty to disobey his unconstitutional orders and educate him
that's
on that process
slim, yeah.
And give him that confidence that all of a sudden he's going to say, wow, you're right, I'm not getting on this plane.
You know, Adam, I think all he can really do is plant seeds.
Yeah.
And
right.
For me, War is a Racket by General Smedley Butler is a free book you can download online, or you can buy it on Amazon.com for $10. And mentioning that book, War is a Racket, Smedley Butler, check it out sometime. Because when you go back
to a Marine.
Yes.
And I know it sounds silly, but I can tell you, as a Marine wrote a book? I might actually read it.
Exactly.
There's a lot to that.
But even going back to 1935, Smedley Butler was talking about how in World War I, that was a racket. And that's justified in many circles as being this righteous war. And you look back and he starts talking about all these things he was involved in, even back in the early 1900s, that were really corporatism at its worst.
Right. But about planting seeds, you can be, if you can listen properly,
sure,
you can plant the right seeds. And what I mean by lowering expectations is you're not going to get the guy to start disobeying orders. You're not, it's highly unlikely that you're going to convince someone to start going through the conscientious objector process immediately.
Sure.
Those are massive undertakings, both psychologically and practically. But if you can convince them, maybe they shouldn't re-enlist.
Uh-huh.
And you have to, figure out what their circuit. Hey, if they're a reservist in their first 6 years, and you go, hey, man, when your 6 years is up, you're out of there, right? Because Obama's going to come up with the next thing. If you can listen to their and find out what their circumstances are, and in an expectation, what can you do to get them to actually behave differently or start thinking differently? Plant the kind of seeds of doubt based on their situation, based on why they're in the military. If they say they're in the military, it sucks. I hate it. You're totally right. I'm just here to get a little help with my education and do as little job for Uncle Sam or a little work for Uncle Sam as possible. Hey, that guy, don't waste your time on him. But if you've got a guy who says, well, I believe in serving my country, I want to risk my life a little bit.
If you're fighting for my freedom, then how come my freedom hasn't increased? That's always the question that I have.
It's decreased.
I don't have a lot more freedom if you guys are out there fighting for my freedom.
Well, if you can talk to the guy and say, well, hey, what do you do in the military? You push buttons. Okay, well, how do you feel about, if the next mission that Obama puts in front of the U.S. military is to push a button to kill people somewhere on the other side of the world. Do you think we're safer for having bombed people in Pakistan and Libya? Pose those kinds of questions. If it's a guy who's going to be boots on the ground and actually have his butt on the line, oh, man, that makes it a little bit easier, especially with a guy like Obama in the White House. And you can say, discrediting Obama, we have, all of the Republican Party's help with this at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, how many military members of the military are actually Democrats?
Obama has gotten more donations from military members than any other person in the field besides Ron Paul. Now, one could just say that he's the only Democrat out there. But if you add up every donation, I believe, to every other Republican besides Ron Paul and compare it to Obama's numbers are still higher.
Yeah, it's significant relative to Ron Paul. But there is that support there. But you can very easily separate someone's simple desire to survive, their preservation instinct, and say, really, this man, this guy, this clown in the White House, you want to put your life in his hands? You know who he really serves. If it was a war for the bankers, he would be all over it, and you want to put your life on the line for that. But hey, if it's a guy who's not in that situation, that argument's not even going to be relevant, so you got to listen first.
Right. I think a lot of military members probably donated to Obama at the time when he was running because he purported to be anti-war.
No, I'm talking about this election.
This election, yep.
Yeah, he promised to bring him home. Real quick, though, what about people? Like, I have a friend of mine. She was in the Air Force, and, you know, she agrees these wars are wrong, but she thinks that still the military fights for our freedom. What about people who aren't in the military anymore but still think the military serves a purpose? Or are those people just a waste of time?
Well, you have to hone in on their understanding of that. If their understanding of that is based on historical inaccuracy, like I said, that's a relatively easy correction. You've got a smartphone in your pocket and you pull up the facts and they're all right there. The historical record is pretty hard to
debate. I think that the McCullough memo is extraordinarily powerful because the perfect war is World War II. They attacked us. They killed Americans at Pearl Harbor. We didn't expect them coming. It's the perfect war. But once you can show that the Roosevelt administration was actually trying to get the Japanese to attack them so that they would have an excuse, and that there's documentation of this that nobody disputes, then you've really got something to show somebody. Now, I understand why somebody would believe that we have to have a military. I mean, I could understand if you've got to have a coercive, top-down, hierarchical monopoly government, that you want that government to have, that government's going to want to have the guns.
Well,
that's how monopolies are.
Odds are, if someone's on active duty, you're not going to be able to get them fully out of the paradigm of at least what most libertarians would accept is collectivization of forceful self-defense. And to accept that and to work within that paradigm, you're not going to get them past that major hurdle.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, if we can stop the wars we're in now, bring the troops, just the ground troops, even if the Navy wants to spend its time steaming around the world's oceans, keeping the pirates at bay, I would call it a huge, huge step in the right direction, getting the military and the Marines and, back on U.S. ground. People are going to say, well, what about the Air Force? It can't fly planes far enough. Well, that'll give them some motivation to learn how to fly airplanes farther.
Right.
Mike, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Thank you. 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's been Mark with you.
And Adam.
And Wade.
Got the next hour coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass.